This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are a whole lot of threads to pull out in the national conversation we're having right now about gun violence. Political threads, to be sure. President Trump did one of those televised meetings with congressional leaders at the White House today. It's unclear how that one's going to play out. There are economic threads as well. The decision today by Dick's Sporting Goods to stop selling assault-style rifles in its stores is one of those. And then there are the threads that get, well, tangled, I guess you'd say, that cross both political and economic lines. Delta Airlines in the state of Georgia is one of those. A push by the lieutenant governor there and some others to cut a tax break for Delta after the airline cut its ties with the National Rifle Association. Eric Erickson is an Atlanta-based conservative political commentator. He is also the editor-in-chief of The Resurgent. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Let's do a little establishment of facts here, first of all. Delta is not losing a tax break so much as not getting one back, right?
Correct. They lost it in 2015 when the state restructured how it raises transportation taxes.
And now the governor, the lieutenant governor, rather, and some other members of the government in the state of Georgia have said, we're not interested in what you're doing on the NRA, and we're not going to pass this thing.
Correct. The lieutenant governor, interestingly enough, was one of the biggest proponents of restoring the tax exemption until this weekend when Delta distanced itself from the NRA.
And we should say here, Delta is no stranger to the lobbying halls of the Georgia legislature. They know them pretty well in Atlanta.
Correct. Delta actually has a very successful lobbying relationship with the state legislature. Conservatives tend not to care for them because they frequently lobby against social conservative legislation in the Georgia legislature. But they've got great relationships. And in fact, the legislature wanted to give Delta this tax exemption because they are under a strong belief that Delta would then expand the number of international destinations from Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport.
Okay, so let's get to the substance then of your thoughts on this. You're kind of happy that this exemption went away, but not for the reasons that are getting all the play.
I don't think that Delta should have this tax exemption. In fairness, Atlanta is the only major aviation hub in the country that doesn't give a sales tax exemption on aviation fuel. But it is part of, I think, crony capitalism, where the government picks winners and losers as opposed to just having a level business playing field. So I was opposed to Delta getting the tax exemption, but I am equally opposed to any government punishing a business because of who the business does or does not do business with it. I am someone who supports the NRA myself, but I couldn't care less whether Delta wants to support them or not. It's their business.
So how does this get reconciled then in the state of Georgia and elsewhere? Because certainly Delta is not the only company, and Georgia is probably not the only state that will have a look at this, where you have opponents of crony capitalism, corporate welfare, at the same time punishing privately held companies for their views.
I think conservatives in particular are going to have to say that this is unacceptable for the government to be picking winners and losers, as they did in the Obama administration. They should continue to do this during the Trump administration. I don't know that there's a good solution because so many businesses, Delta included, are notorious for supporting these systems of the government picking the winners and losers because these major corporations tend to be the winners.
Well, let's talk about another major corporation that has its eyes on Atlanta, just since I have you on the phone. Amazon is thinking about has put Atlanta on the top 20 list for its HQ2, its second headquarters. Do you think other companies are looking at Georgia going, wait a minute?
Yeah, they may be. My sense is that Atlanta probably isn't going to hurt itself because of this act in the state legislature, largely because the way Georgia structures economic deals bypasses the legislature to begin with. So they wouldn't have to worry about dealing with the politicians the way Delta does for the tax exemption.
Do you anticipate that there will be honest brokerage in any of this debate between companies and governments?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, take Georgia, for example, dealing with Amazon. Georgia is one of the few states that won't disclose to taxpayers what exactly it offers to major corporations to lure them to their states. When there's a lack of transparency, they can get away with much.
Eric Erickson is the editor-in-chief at theresurgent.com. Eric, thanks a lot.
Thank you.